The air is cool, and the trees are quiet tonight. And you are beautiful. And you scare me. I cling to you as you take me apart, carefully, until there is no piece left unblemished. There is somehow always more of you than there is of me, even when I feel whole, not very often, even when I feel big, less often still. You are more real, more present, more everything than I am. You hold my hand and lead me into the space between buildings that goes I don't know where. It doesn't matter, of course. I follow you. You don't speak to me, but your hands on my body tell me to stop. And I am still. In swift, deft movements, my skin is bare. You leave my boots and my scarf on, and I am grateful to you, as I so often am. My coat laid out on the ground in front of me, a firm but not unkind pressure from your palm pushes me to my knees. Steps and murmured conversation behind me is the only indication of what is to come. 2, 3, then 4 hands, none yours, begin to probe and grope at my flesh. The touches are less considered than yours. When you touch me, I feel sanctified. These hands are touching out of lust and greediness. Fingers begin to enter me, my mouth, my cunt, my ass. They are rough now, urgent. My face is pushed into the ground, beyond the hem of my jacket, small stones pressing into my cheek. Belts and zips echo against the bricks behind me, and someone forces his way inside. His movements are frantic against me. Grunts and quiet cursing accompany his orgasm, and he is quickly replaced by another, and then another. I don't know how many there are. None of them are you. I wait, still and alone, a flood of gratitude when you return. I know one day you won't come for me. The reassuring tightness of my scarf constricts in your hands until I hang from its grip and you lay me down entirely. As I awaken, the cool sharpness of the razor blade across my skin is a relief. The blood flowing cleanly from each mark, deliberately placed. Fluids mix between my thighs. As you cut, I am surprised to realize there were so many to add to the count. Gentle pressure stops the bleeding once all have been accounted for. You lift me up and wrap me in my coat, leading me back onto the street. 8 or 9 minutes walk and we turn into another passageway. The air is cool, and the trees are quiet tonight. And you are beautiful, and you scare me.